Well, it is no wonder that younger teachers are being disenfranchised because they don't want to come into a business.
Breaking news. A special report now from New Jersey's 24-hour broadcast news team.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Eric Scott. There are reports this morning and some very stark images. It appears that an airplane, possibly a jetliner, has struck one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. Now, initial reports say that this was a large airliner. There's no confirmation of what type of plane this is right now. Witnesses do report seeing an airplane low-flying over the area, about 20 floors down from top of from one of the World Trade Center towers. You can see a huge hole in the side of the building. Smoke is pouring out of the building from about the 20-story down all the way up to the top. There is a great deal of smoke. We are told also by some of the witnesses on the scene that that plane is still embedded in the tower of the World Trade Center. Now, reporters are on their way there. We will have more coming up at the top of the hour, but it appears that an airliner, possibly a large airliner, has crashed into the side of one of the World Trade Center towers in Lower Manhattan. We will have more on this story coming up as it develops.
This has been a special report from New Jersey's 24-hour broadcast news team. Stay tuned for the latest on this and other developing stories on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.
It's a chime, 8:55. My God, what a... I've got nothing but goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us here have. The adrenaline pumping. Whoa. All right, so hang in for more on that. I think we're going to press ahead, and of course we'll have all the developments on that story as they are available, because this just happened instants ago. We'll have those for you as they occur, but let's get back to what we were talking about here, 8:54. Linda from Maplewood, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning.